Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
Hello, Jay.
All right, guys, we're back. I apologize for my background. I'm having work done to my house, so this is a wall that is being fixed.
I commented to Jay that I thought he put like a really blurry picture of like a mountain range behind him on a
yeah.
green screen.
This is my attempt at a Jackson Pollock painting. It's terrible. Yeah, so I'm doing some work at my house, so that's why this looks the way it does. But if you're listening, nothing has changed. So, nope. All right. Sad week, actually. Another mass shooting at a school in Nashville this time. What a bit of a twist. Unfortunately, this is more kids were killed. Three kids were killed and three adults or three staff members. The shooter purportedly identified as trans, which is the biggest part of this story for the right wing. And of course, you know, people on the left are like, hey, man, we should probably make sure people don't get shot at schools.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the gender of the shooter is the most important thing here to the right. Obviously not to thinking people like ourselves. This is the 131st mass shooting of the year. You may not know that because we don't really even talk about them anymore as far as not just we as in the show, but the media, like Americans. We don't talk about this because it is so often. And remember, a mass shooting is considered four people shot, killed, or injured in mm-hmm. one single event. What are your thoughts on this whole thing? And then we'll get into the responses.
So, I mean, it's obviously sad, and I feel kind of bad about it because from this standpoint, in that we've talked about these on this show so many times, like the things that we're going to say about, you know, how we feel for the victims and stuff, that like that's the same thing over and over again. And because, to your point, like there's 130 of these already, and we're not even, you know, we're barely, what, 90 days into the year at this right. point, give or take.
Right.
Like it's almost the story is actually almost like the right wing response more than the shooting, which is an insane thing to say. But these are such commonplace in American life now that it's almost just it's almost turning into like another. It's just a wedge issue now, almost at this point, because
yeah, like, that's a really horrible thing to say, but it's
absolutely it's a horrible thing to say, but it's kind of true because we now see like we do the same thing. This thing happens, the left wing gets really pissed off and renews the call for stricter gun laws. The right wing says, oh, there's nothing we can do. Like you can't legislate evil out of the world. So there's nothing we can do. And let's find every other reason to point at why this isn't the gun's fault, but it's actually this other thing's fault. Oh, well, are you going to go fix the other things? No, we're not going to fix that either because, you know, we don't actually want to do anything about it. And it's funny because as you see this happen more and more, the right wing response, they're putting less effort into the response as time goes along. Like they're at the point now where like their default mode to this is kind of apathy, as we'll talk about as we kind of get further into the story. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we all know that nothing is going to be done about this until we can actually change some of the gun laws in this country, which again, I remind folks, is a wildly in favor American citizens, regardless of party policy. Like if you poll people, like, you know, having stricter background checks, limiting the types of weapons that can be bought, you know, having red flag laws, things of that nature, all of this stuff has like 70%+ approval rating across all Americans. Gun owners, people that own guns generally are for these measures, because if you're a legal, you know, well-minded citizen that just owns guns because you like guns, you know that it makes you look bad when other people do exactly. crazy shit with guns, and it chances the fact that you might be restricted from purchasing them yourself, or it, you know, that you might legislate how you can use your guns, which right. you're a responsible citizen to take care of. Like I said, I think that we should try some new approaches. I've talked before that the real way that you could fix guns in this country is to require people carry liability insurance if you own a gun that they then have to pay for. That would fix it lickety-split. Probably never going to happen because, of course, you know, that would require laws being passed in order to do such things, even though I think you could still spin it as a pro-right-wing argument because, look, you're helping all these insurance companies and they're going to make so much more money.
Think about the money.
It's capitalism right? Grand.
It's about all that cash, man.
All right. But
yeah.
And like I said, it feels shitty to almost like waltz past the victims in the story. Yes. Because, again, literally 3 9-year-old children and 3 adults died. And the shooter died as well because the police, unlike in the Uvalde shooting, actually went in the door and confronted the shooter. And the police killed the shooter, which I'm sure was the shooter's intent all along, which is why it was really funny to watch like Rick Scott come out on Twitter, like in the way, like literally the same day, and was like, we need to institute an automatic death penalty for school shooters. And I'm just like, hey, dummy, you do realize that most people that commit mass shootings go into the situation with the intent that they're probably not walking out of it.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't
like
want
they're,
to.
Like, right. Their goal is literally to just cause as much death and destruction as they can before they die, whether they turn the gun on themselves or whether the police take them down.
Right.
Like they're going in with that assumption.
Right. Not even assumption, goal, like quite literally right. The goal. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Again, that was Tim Scott. You said,
No, it's Rick Scott.
Rick Scott.
Yeah.
Pick one, one useless politician or another. Okay. Like fine. One's black, one's white. Got it. Right. Huge difference. Look, it's, like I want to be angry that this is happening, that this happened to these kids. And it's not that I'm not, it's that I, much like I think every other good, reasonable American, goes, I'm burnt out, and you can only be raged up about so many, the same thing so many times before it's just like, what are we doing? Like I literally had almost an apathetic point of view, and I had to shake myself of it. Like, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. Like, oh, really? 3 kids got killed? That's fucking horrible, man. That's really horrible. And nothing is going to change. Yeah. And I was like, where's your humanity? Because like, you start to lose it by seeing this shit too much.
I saw someone say, like, it's literally going to take one of, like, the children of one of these Republican politicians to be a victim in one of these attacks. And people are like, you sure? Like, you really think that's going to be the deciding the thing? Like, because I'm sure they'll shake that off. They care way more about guns and way more about that than their kids.
Dude, they didn't change anything as Steve Scalise got shot.
Yeah.
He's one of theirs. Right. He didn't even want to change gun laws, and he got shot. No. Look, you know, this has been said not just by me, but by many people a lot smarter than me, and they are 100% correct. When they killed 20-plus white children in the Northeast.
Sandy Hook.
Yeah. Sandy Hook. And Americans did nothing. It was over. Mm-hmm. That was the end of the gun debate to me. Because it showed, like, not even – because, look, let's get real. I hate to make this a part of it, but it is a very real thing. Nobody gives a fuck if minorities are killing each other in schools. That's not a thing that garners a huge response from politicians, certainly not politicians on the right. I know this.
Except to use it as a cudgel. How crime is rampant in inner cities. Like they don't care about the actual problem. They just want to use it as a talking point.
Right. But they don't actually give a fuck to solve those issues at all. I know that because they've been happening since I was in school. Right. Like, mm-hmm. So they've been happening for 35 fucking years. Not obviously to the extent that they're happening now, but school shootings and school violence has been happening in those places. And they've always, like you said, have been used as a cudgel for the right wing to bludgeon people over the head with. Politically, But now that mass shootings are a thing, and it is a very commonplace thing with these weapons of war, AR-15s and so on and so forth, assault rifles, or use whatever nomenclature you want, right-wingers, that I know it's a big semantics issue for you. That's how serious you take it. Ever since that's been happening, now the pivot is we just don't really give a fuck. And we're
which you know, points for honesty.
Right, points for honesty, and it seems to be working for them. And I think that is just absolutely insane. I don't understand why right-wingers accept it. I don't understand why people at all are just like, yeah, no, this is a fine stance to have.
Well, and as we've said many times about several other issues, but it applies to this as well. If you're a and not that any fucking conservative voters are listening to the show, unless you clip this out and put it on YouTube so all the fucking Yahoos can go, jump in the comments. But if you are
this is happening,
if you are a right winger, like if you're a conservative voter and you're pissed off about this and you're pissed off about the inaction, stop fucking voting for these people. Like there's no impetus to change. If you're just kind of like, wow, I'm really mad, and then like the election comes around next year, and you're like, well, I'm still going to vote for the same guy.
Back again. Let's do it.
You know, because, you know, I got to worry about like CRT and other fake things that I'm to be outraged about, other
that
than
I don't even
know,
understand.
Real things that are actually happening. Yeah. Like, so, like, yeah, like, you know, kids are going to die, but, you know, fucking A. Like, they're going to fucking die, but at least they're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance every morning before they do. So that, you know.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't, like, again, when I was saying, like, I almost had almost an apathetic response. It's not because I don't care about these kids dying. I think that's a horrible tragedy. It's just that this is happening so often, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
it's not shocking anymore. That's the problem. Like, right. Like, the first couple times it happened, it was shocking. When Sandy Hook happened, it was shocking.
That was shocking. Like, legitimately.
Uvalde was still pretty also bad. Legitimately shocking just because of, again, of how many kids were involved. But, like, sorry to say, like, this incident is almost run of the mill considering, like, which the kind of stuff that we've been dealing with, which is a horrible thing to say, but it's also fucking true.
Yeah. And look, I said this to you right before the show started, too. Mm-hmm. This is not a thing that happens in liberal areas. This is happening in conservative areas. How is it that you are letting your kids get killed and you don't give a shit? I don't understand it. Like, look, I'm not saying that every kid or every family that's losing kids are all conservatives. That's not my point. But my point is, these are shootings in generally suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
Rural America, right? Or, you know, like sort of close to rural America. These are the Midwest and things like this. Or in the South, where gun ownership is very heavy. These are in areas where kids have access to AR-15s because mom and dad have them, or they're allowed to go buy these guns and things like that because they're, you know, like, oh, this is family history. Everybody has an AR-15. So nobody blinks an eye if Johnny goes and buys an AR-15. That's just, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet as it's kept, this is not happening in the urban centers that are always the subject of all this violence. Again, you know, all this urban violence and all stuff. This shit is not happening. A school in the South Side of Chicago isn't walking in with an AR-15 and killing 25 kids. It's not. Mm-hmm. That violence that happens there is gang violence, and that violence that happens there, which, by the way, doesn't make it better. Doesn't mean it's okay. It's still horrible, and kids get killed in South Side of Chicago too. No doubt about it. But not, but like when that happens, that's either one, a drive-by, which is not killing like 30 kids, like one kid will get killed. Again, not like I need people to take a little bit of nuance here. That's not saying that's not bad. It is bad. It's horrible. Those people lose kids. It's a fucking tragedy. But it's not the same as what this is, which is a very easily preventable situation. Mm-hmm. And it's not putting bars on doors of schools and having security guards. It's not allowing people to buy massive weapons of war to walk into a school. Even if somebody had a 9mm and walked into a school, what do they get? 8, 9 bullets? That's it. Not, you're not walking in with a gun that is literally there, literally designed to kill adult human beings on the battlefield. And you're right. Using this in an elementary school. These are not the same.
And this person had two.
They had two and a handgun. Right?
Right.
So, like, that's like...
And fucking dumb fuck Lindsey Graham.
Loaded out like it's a fucking video game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like dumb fuck Lindsey Graham is out here tweeting, like, in the wake of this. Like, oh, like, you know, like... You know, the police came in, the police took care of the shooter, like, you know, and they did their job, like, the system's working. I'm like, Lindsay, six fucking people died. And you're going to say the system's working? Like, if six is an acceptable casualty amount, you got a broken fucking system.
Yeah, then donate the names of your six family members who you'd be cool to die.
Yeah.
Right? You just cool with it? You got three kids in your family you're willing to let die to prove that the system works? You know what the system actually – you want an example of when the system is working? Joe Biden's administration just stopped 50,000 pounds of fentanyl. That's a system working, right? When you guys tweet that dumb shit out, you are proving that the system works. This is the exact opposite of that.
Right.
So the reason why their arguments
– And that's what I – that the question that I really want – people to ask Republicans is, all right, clearly you're not interested in crafting new gun legislation to restrict these type of things. So I want you to tell me, what's your number? What's the acceptable number of child gun deaths per year in the country that's okay? Like what's your number? Because it's not zero, obviously. Mm-hmm. And you know, between Uvalde and this, like, you know, what are 20? And that's just with two incidents. Like, that's not even counting all the other incidents that kids have been killed using gun violence. So what's the number? Tell me. Like, I'm curious to know what the acceptable loss statistic is, you know, to be able to keep this stuff. That's the question that I want them to have to answer, all of them to have to answer every single day, is what's an acceptable number? Because if it's more than because if it's not zero, then you need to give me a number. And if it is zero, then you need to fucking... You know, not to jump on the bandwagon, but do something.
Right. Look, I hate to say this. Well, I'll wait. Like, Republicans, you know, are not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They never will. We need to stop yelling at them about do something, because it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
We need to actually get ourselves together as American citizens, get off your ass, go vote, get enough votes, and get this shit done legislatively. You cannot wait on Republicans to get a conscience or become human beings about this shit. It doesn't work. It's never going to work. Strip them of as much power as they can at the voting booth. Get as many Democrats who will do the right thing and will not be cowardice about it when the time comes, and vote this shit down. Get it done. That's the only way this happens. It's the only way you're going to save your kids. It's the only, if you live in the Midwest and you're a Democrat, or you're in the Midwest or the South, and you're a even just remotely well-brained person who has kids who doesn't want their kid to not come home that day, that's what you need to do. This is one of those issues where I don't understand why people fight at the ballot box after primaries are over. This is an issue that is big enough that every single person who is on the Democratic side or who is on a sort of non-Republican side can come together and be like, you know what? Here's a priority. Roe v. Wade's a priority. Making sure our kids make it home safe is a priority. Get these goddamn guns off the fucking street.
I agree with you.
Is it going to be easy? Fuck no.
But I don't agree that it's possible right now on the federal level. I think that if you're going to attack this right now, the avenue is to do it through the states. And
that's fine.
A lot of the blue states already have these laws. It's great. There's a lot of purple states that could flip. And then those red states that are just fucking ruby red, it's going to keep happening. It is. I mean, like there's nothing to be done about it, because you can't get enough Democratic senators. Like, the House is doable, but you can't get enough Democratic senators to get legislation passed for this, because you have a lot of Democratic senators as it is. Like John Tester's out here like saying, oh, by the way, I'm not interested in an assault weapons ban, because that dude's trying to win, trying to hold on to a seat in a red state as a Democrat. So he can't come out there and be like, oh, I want to ban assault weapons, because that's not a winning, it's not a winning strategy. Because again, a lot of politicians are fucking cowards that are more concerned with saving their ass. And from John Tester's perspective, I can kind of see it, because again, if you don't get John Tester, you're getting a Republican from Montana. Like there's no ifs or buts about that.
A thousand times worse, right? Of course.
Right. So like, I understand where he's coming from, but just understand that those laws are not going to come from the federal level right now. Unless there's a blue typhoon in the 2020.
Yes, come on, blue typhoon
election. But even then, if states pass these laws, that's still no guarantee either, because we have a very right wing friendly Supreme Court that will be more than happy to turf the shit out. Yep. So
exactly. Look, man. I don't know.
Me neither.
I saw.
Honestly, you know what the real solution is? We've seen the real.
I'm implementing it right now in my own personal life.
Well, I mean, that's great and good for you, but like very few people probably have the actual opportunity to do what you're doing. But the real solution, and we've seen the playbook on this already. The real solution is you got to get guns in the hands of people that they on the right don't want to have guns.
Yeah. Black Panther showed
because like I said, Ronald fucking Reagan was more than happy to institute all kinds of gun bans in California back in the 60s and 70s because wrong people had the guns.
Yeah.
According to them.
I don't know, man. I am very fearful for people I know who are in these areas who have kids. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. A buddy, a mutual friend of ours, he tweeted that, you know, he has kids who are like elementary school age and his wife is a teacher. And he every day he goes, I hope today isn't the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I can't imagine living like that. I'm glad I live where I live, where this is not a thing. And I'm glad that it's less likely to be a thing for where I live. But it's not impossible.
No.
And the thing that shook me out of my sort of apathy was I was just walking and I just thought about what would my response be if that was my kid's school and my kid didn't make it home or just had to experience that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even say this hyperbolically. I really don't. Like, I would literally lose my mind, and I would I don't know. Like, I just would not be a functional person if something like that happened to my kid. I have the deepest respect for people who go through that shit and can still be on TV and speak nice, because I wouldn't be able to. They'd be like, cut the tape, get the camera away from that guy. He seems like a maniac, because that would be my response. Like, I couldn't stand in front of a senator who was like, well, but what about the Second Amendment? Because I'd be like, that's cool. Have you ever been choked? Because that's what's going to happen right now. Like, I don't need a gun. I don't understand the mentality of a person who can do that. And I respect it deeply. It just couldn't be me. Mm-hmm. So I truly, truly feel horrible for people who go through this. I really do. This is not virtue signaling. I know it's hard for some people on the right to understand this, but it's very easy to actually be apathetic. That's easy, but to be empathetic to people who go through things that just because it doesn't touch you personally in your personal experience doesn't mean that's virtue signaling. You can actually be upset to hear about things that happen to other human beings. And I just, you know, I don't care that they were Christian. And it's not from, I don't care because I'm not Christian. I don't care that they're Christian because them losing their lives in their religion is irrelevant. They lost their lives. That's what's important to me. The right wing is like, but they were Christians. You don't think any of the kids at Sandy Hook were Christian? You don't think any of the kids at Uvalde weren't?
The right
any
wing
of the other 130 fucking mass shootings this year? You don't think any of those kids were probably Christian? Why? Because these kids went to a Christian school? Who cares? 70% of the country's Christian. Did you give a fuck then? No. You're just using it as a way to attach to these people and play main character syndrome and make it about you. Fuck off. Three kids died. Three other people were killed. And they weren't killed because they were Christian. They weren't killed because of any of that. They were killed because we live in a country that we're just giving people fucking access to weapons of war like they're goddamn candy. That's the reason. Anybody who tells you different is either lying to you or is an objectively dumb person. Period. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just objectively stupid. So we'll talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene in a second. Go ahead.
Good job. Yeah, like the system isn't working. Period. I mean, and again, in the weeks, it's reported that in the weeks leading up to the shooting, the shooter was like they literally purchased a half a dozen guns like in the weeks leading up, and somehow that doesn't trigger a red flag. Literally, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing systemically that's like, oh man, this person's really stockpiling here. Like, maybe we should ask a question, slow down a little bit.
Right. Yeah, but there's no major national database to like, the government can listen to all our phone calls and filter through data. We got AI now. Like, we can do a lot of shit. We could have a national database that's like, hey man, this person bought 7 guns in the last week. Let's go pay that person a visit.
Well, and again, we've talked about this before. Not only is there not a national database, but most of the laws in the states where it's legal are specifically geared to make it difficult.
Yes.
To collect this data. Like, a lot of gun letters still have to be maintained by hand. Like a lot of states do not have an electronic method for storing purchases, which is insane. It's fucking insane.
To me, that goes to show you, it's not even about you don't want, like I don't want the government to know about what guns I have. It's literally like you would prefer the government and the world to be completely blindsided by your potential vigilantism than to just be like, hey man, I'm a legal and reasonable gun owner. Here's the guns I have. Why? Why does it matter? You do it for a car? You do it for a car? Like, you can't just get a car and not register it with the state. Yeah, you gotta register with the state. It's not a big deal. Oh, but they're going to come for my guns. Why? Why would they?
I just watched it. I just saw a TikTok in the week. There's a Neil Brennan like stand up bit where he talks about how, you know, like the reason why people love the Second Amendment is because, you know, in case they have to rise up against the government. He's like,
oh, I love that sense.
Yeah, in the 1700s,
the
annual test where it's like let's pit 100 fucking right wing like 2FA guys against like 2 military dudes, and they're you put it on like ESPN and like they interview the right wing guy, like, you know what do you think your chances are on a scale of 1 to 10, like a million, like this is gonna be fucking great. And then it's like let's go to Staff Sergeant James something here in this bunker, and he's like, you know, what's going on? He's like, well, you know, it's you know, just chilling out here in this bunker, and what are you using today? Well, I've got this drone here, and it's kind of easy because all the Second Amendment guys are just kind of grouped up together, and so like, have we started? Oh, we started. Cool. So let me press this button here, and they're all dead.
Back to you. That joke is fucking hilarious. I love Neil Brennan. He's great. It's like, I don't know if this is fair. I have a predator drone. Yeah, it's not fair. You're not gonna beat the government with, dude. Right. You guys couldn't take down a fucking balloon, okay? Like, you're not gonna take on the U.S. government with your guns. Let it go. It's such a piss poor argument. Also, you know, live free or die. And I love America. Love it or leave it. By the way, I need guns so I can kill the government. Like, pick a lane. Pick a lane. Which one do you like? Government is awesome when we're in charge, but not when Democrats are. When they're giving out money to poor kids to get food. Fuck that. So, yeah, look. At the end of the day, man, they're not going to do shit, and they literally tell you that. So let's talk about the right-wing response, because it's pretty bad. Local representative, Tennessee representative, Tim Burchett, he's just on record of them asking, like, hey, man, it's happening in your state. It's really fucked up. What are you, as a local politician, what are your plans? And, quote, we're not going to fix it. Like, sorry, bro. Like, what do you want from us?
You're really underselling, by the way. Like, I'm sure people have seen the clip by now because it went viral.
I can read the quote here. Quote, if you think Washington is going to fix the problem, you're wrong. They're not going to fix the problem. They are the problem. We're not going to fix it. Criminals are going to be criminals. He's likening the situation to his father fighting against people determined to kill him in World War II.
Which, by the way.
Yeah.
Tim Burchett.
Sucks.
That part of it, like, and this is meaningless as a quick aside. Tim Burchett, probably in his 50s, mm-hmm. I would imagine. Like, let's just say that. How would his father have fought in World War II exactly?
Brad, look. Shut up.
Did his father impregnate his mom at the ripe old age of 80?
Yes, that's what happened.
Like, is that what's happening here?
When he said World War II, he meant Vietnam.
Like, probably.
Or Korea. But he also added, when the reporter asked him, they're like, all right, well, you know, you got kids. Like, how do you prevent this from happening to your kids? His response, well, we homeschool her. Here is a politician telling you, saying the quiet part loud. We're not going to fix it. Mm-hmm. We don't send our kids to these schools. There you go. It's your problem.
Yeah.
It's literally politician's problem, because this is a political issue. And this guy's like, we're not going to do shit. I don't care if your kid gets killed. My kid's at home safe. Getting a piss poor education. Right? So, but he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. Like, they literally said the quiet part loud. And, well, look, and I think people need to hear that. They need to hear it. And, so they can realize, well, again, that these guys are not on your team.
They try to shield themselves in every which way they can. Like, they're doing the classic, like, yeah, it's too soon to talk about this. And look, in fairness, great line, because if it's too soon to talk about it in the wake of a mass shooting, we're literally never going to talk about it, because there's a fucking mass shooting every goddamn every week time. In this country.
Yeah, so I would be like, that's smart. Cool. Let's talk about Uvalde then.
Has it been long enough?
Yeah, let's talk about any of the other ones.
Yeah.
Like,
saw Byron Donalds talking to, I think it was Manaraju, in a CNN interview. And the minute that, you know, like, oh, he's like, this is a tragedy and this is another thing. And then he saw Republican guns, and Byron Donalds like, oh, see, now you're wading into politics. He's like, this isn't a political issue. Yes, it is. It absolutely fucking is.
100%.
Because you guys are making it a political issue because you're not willing to come to the table and talk about this stuff.
I don't understand this argument. Criminals are going to be criminals. Yeah, bad guys exist, and like, they rob banks, and, you know, like, and they shoot people and things like that. Sure. Is your argument that we have so many mass shootings that Americans are more demented than other countries, like, per capita? We just, like, what is the reason that you think we have so many mass shootings? Like, this is a question, for some reason, is never straightforwardly asked, because it's always like during this time. I'd be like, that's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Let's just wait like 2 weeks. Hopefully we won't have any more mass shootings. But let's wait like 2 weeks and then let's talk about it. What is your reason that you think the United States of all places has more mass shootings? What could be the reason? There's more people in India. There's more people in China.
I loved that. You know, the first thing they went to before this got dried up really quick is because apparently like the shooter came in through like a side door, something like that. And like the store was locked. See, like another thing in common with Uvalde, like door safety in these schools. Like that's the real problem. It's like, I can think of another thing that's a common denominator as well in not just these shootings, but literally every shooting. Let's see if you can figure out what it is too.
I know what it is, Brad. It's no prayers in schools. Oh, right. Shit. This was a Christian school. Do you think maybe they were doing that? It just goes to show you how unserious they are as a party on a national and local scale, apparently. But the other side is they're not even serious about like the death of their own people, as they would put it, right? These are Christian children. They're not even serious about that. I don't understand that. Like, you're a Christian mom, you're a Christian dad, you lose your kids. You turn on the news, and these fuckers are like, yeah, but it's a locked door issue. I would be like, how are you not just tearing the world down over this shit? I just don't understand it. How are you not on TV lighting in to Tim Burchard and other local politicians who are literally like, we're not going to do anything. Like, you know, my son or my daughter died. You're going to do something or I'm going to run for your seat and then I'm going to do something. Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand how you listen to these guys and go, yeah, no, that seems reasonable. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it from people who lose kids in this. And I certainly don't get it from people who live there and are just lucky that their kids didn't get killed. Mm-hmm. I would be like, no, yo, this is enough. Enough is enough. Like, it's crazy to me, but they never pay the price.
No,
they never pay the price. And I just,
and again, it has, as we've said before with anything, it has, same thing with COVID. It has to touch them personally. And even then,
I'm not,
even then. Yeah. It still is not a guarantee.
Yeah, I don't think look, I'm not advocating for that or hoping for that at all. I don't want to see anybody's kids get hurt at all. But if something like that did happen to one of these senators or representatives' kid, you know, again, I don't want that to happen. I truly don't. I'm not sure that they would just be like, yeah, it's a real tragedy. But these gun laws, though, like, I can't change them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's weird to me. Like, my politics extends right up into the safety of my kid. That's exactly where my politics ends. Like, if I had a policy, if I thought like, oh, I'm against this thing or I'm for this thing, and then something happened and my kid got hurt because of like, you know, exactly for the policy that I agree with, yeah, I'm changing that policy. Like, I just cannot imagine going, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Oh, did my kid get shot? No, changing. Fuck that. That's my kid's problem. Like, that's weird to me. But these guys are so paid and they're so literally so indoctrinated to believe madness that they'll just say anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that Steve Scalise is like, yeah, that guy almost blew my fucking entire hip off. It's fine. Still not up for changing laws. I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah. Insane.
Best of luck with the limp. Like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Like, that's just nuts to me.
I mean, and again, like, it was not so long ago that fucking James Brady was shot in an assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan. And what happened? Right-wing dude, Republican, he was paralyzed, correct, in the wake of that attack. Like, you know, he was in a wheelchair for that. What happened? He championed some of the strictest, like, gun legislation to that point on the federal level. Like, it literally was called the Brady Bill.
Right.
Now, like, it's okay to change your stance when presented with new information or when presented with a changing climate, with a changing sequence of events.
Right.
It's okay to adjust your stance. It doesn't have to be set in stone from the get-go.
That is absolutely correct. But the difference here is, we don't have, outside of the Democratic Party, we don't have any adults. True. These guys are the Republicans are not the adults in the room. I don't understand how the new evidence is kids getting murdered is just not enough for the pro-life party, by the way. For the pro-life party. These are the people if we were just going on names alone, they would be the biggest advocates for like gun safety and, you know, like the schools would be fucking palaces wrapped in a 25-foot wall of impenetrable titanium or some shit to make sure these kids, the lives of these children were saved. Instead, they're like, I don't give a shit. Who cares? We're not going to fix it. Hey, kids get killed. Big deal. That's why you keep having more kids. So we just get more of them. Right?
Well, and what I shared with you and Andy, that fucking dipshit Jesse Kelly, who's a DC, who's a right-wing commentator, basically like talking about the shooter. And, you know, he's like, this is what truly scares me. He's like, not that my kids are going to die, but that they're going to be trans. And I'm also interpreting that to mean like just any LGBTQ, you know, so it literally scares him more than his kids dying that they might be transsexual or gay. Yeah.
Hey, here's the thing. Hot take. You don't give a fuck about your kids. Nope. You truly don't. You don't like, and that seems like a real mean thing to say about another parent. Yeah, I mean that. You don't care about your kids. You care about them as long as they fit into the mold that you have generated for them. And that's it. That's not what being a parent is. That's not what being a parent is. You accept your kids and you love your kids because of like, they're your children, not because they fit into a mold. Right, I will never understand parents who kick their kids out of the house because their kids are gay or trans. I will never understand that. You could be like, hey, man, I don't get it. Still my kid. Mm-hmm. The reason why there's so many gay homeless teenagers is because their parents, who are assholes, have kicked them out of the house. I don't get that. I don't get it. Like, I would just be like, look, man, I don't get it. Sit down, talk to me. Let's try to figure it out because I don't understand. And it's okay if I don't understand. I'm not kicking you out. I'm not disowning you. You're my child. What the fuck? So that guy, he doesn't care about his kids. And I mean that. Look, you can clip this. You can clip this moment and you can send it to him. He can be on the show. I don't give a fuck. I'll tell him to his face. You don't give a fuck about your kids. You don't. Mm-hmm. If your politics are more important than your kids, then you don't care about your children.
It's the ultimate in selfishness. Like it is. Like just the ultimate in selfish bigotry, essentially. That's what it is. So
yeah. Like I would rather have Medicare for all than have my kids alive. Like, what kind of crazy shit would that be for me to say? That's insane. No, I don't give a fuck if nobody in this world gets health care if my kids are alive. Like, no health care for anyone. Like, because I care more about my kids. Like, politics is not more important than my kids. And I certainly, even if he doesn't believe that in his heart of hearts, if you're tweeting it to the public just to like rile people up to get clicks, then you're even more of a punk bitch. Like, what the fuck is your problem, dude? It's your children. I don't understand. I would rather my kid die than to be trans. Dude, you're a mental patient. Like, you need help. You need help. Like, oof. Don't get me started. Like, that actually, when I read that, like legitimately made me mad. There's so many, like, there's people trying to have kids who can't have kids in the world who would love kids. Like, you know, if they had children, they would love them with all their hearts. And you have them and you don't appreciate them because as long as they fit into that little box that you've created for them before they were born, then they can be your kid. But outside of that,
if kids turn out to be liberals one day. My goodness.
Hey, Chris Rock has an old joke. You hate gay people. Gay people going to end up in your family. That's how it works. Like, that's how it works. You don't like trans people. Yeah. You gonna like, you know, I hate gay people. You gonna have a gay son. Like, that's just the way the world works. That's the way the universe works. So that's look, like you would rather your kid be killed than trans. I can't imagine saying some shit like that. I can't imagine thinking something like that.
And yet it's out there for the world to see. Probably still out there for the world to see.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, ooh, this is getting a lot of engagement. I should say something else equally fucking repugnant. you know, like, fuck off. So in the wake of this shooting, speaking of repugnant things to say, and not just repugnant, dumb, like real dumb, and I'm about to prove it to you. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, local idiot, says, quote, "How many hormones like testosterone and medications for mental illness was this transgender national school shooter taking? Everyone can stop blaming guns now." All right, let's go in reverse.
First of all,
everyone can stop blaming guns now. So what about the other 130 mass shootings this year? Let's not even talk about past years.
129, Jay. Let's be statistically accurate.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think we can blame guns. It's the common denominator. Outside of them being human beings, common denominator is guns and like assault weapons. Okay. But let's go back even further.
Yeah. Let's.
How much hormones like testosterone and medications for mental illness was this transgender Nashville school shooter taking? Okay, let's start with the first part. Hormones like testosterone. Hey, that's a weird thing to say, right? This person is transitioned from female to male.
Way around.
Oh, excuse me, male to female.
So they're a woman.
Yes.
Don't know that they'd be taking a whole lot of testosterone.
No, they would not be. again, very weird. Also very weird coming from a person who definitely has been long suspected of taking PEDs. But whatever. I'm not even going to get into it. I'm just saying you have a massive Cro-Magnon head. A bit weird. The other side of that is if your argument, a poor one here, if your argument is that taking hormones like testosterone might drive people to be school shooters and maybe those people shouldn't have guns, I have a basic chemistry and biology course you should probably take because you have testosterone, and men have testosterone a lot more than you.
I'm going to say it's very weird that Marjorie Taylor Greene's out here advocating that no men have guns.
Yeah. No, men should not have guns. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. And look, I'm okay with that.
Look, you got testosterone? No guns. You're not allowed to have guns. Okay.
Hey, spoiler alert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you also have testosterone even before you did PEDs. Like, you do too. Women do too. Learn basic biology, you dumb fuck.
Let's land on the mental illness piece, though.
Let's
land on the mental illness piece because it seems to me, okay, it'd be one thing if Republicans came out and like, oh, it's not the guns. We can't stop the guns. It's a mental illness problem. Okay, cool. I'll meet you where you are. It's mental. Like, you're absolutely correct. Mental illness. 100% probably a contributing factor into this incident happening.
Yeah, no normal functioning person goes into a school to kill kids.
Right. And probably a factor in every other of these incidents as well.
That is also
at least a factor. At least a factor. So Republicans, what do you want to do about the mental illness problem? I'll wait. I'm curious to hear your ideas. What ideas have you presented so far to be able to help curb the mental illness issue that plagues a lot of folks in this country?
Well, Brad, I think the obvious answer is it's in Donald Trump's healthcare plan.
We haven't
seen it yet.
All we have to do is repeal the ACA, and then like magic, it'll appear as if, like a genie. No, we have a healthcare plan. We literally cannot. The laws of the universe will not allow us to manifest it into existence while the ACA still stands. The ACA is a magic seal that prevents the Republican healthcare plan from existing in reality.
But rest assured,
it's going to be the best healthcare plan you've ever fucking seen, and no one will die ever. We will cure cancer.
A lot of people don't know this, but in the Donald Trump healthcare bill, the point one, med beds. That's it. And then like it's empty. Like the med beds, they solve everything. Like it's awesome.
I once saw this movie that had Matt Damon was a robot. It was called Eli Sum or some such. I didn't really follow the plot, but they had magic beds that would heal any illness. And they lived in space. It looked like a very good neighborhood, a lot like my house. Very similar to my bed. I have a magic healing bed as well. Many people don't know. Would have looked better in gold, personally, but
it keeps me looking gold. Like, sir, that's a tanning bed. You're an idiot.
He doesn't tan in a tanning bed. He gets free. We all know this.
Yeah, he just stands there, like at the airport, with his hands up near. Just a fucking hose every morning. All right, get out there. Yeah, so one, male to female, wouldn't be taking testosterone, you big dumb. Two, men have tons of testosterone. Literally, are you advocating for men not to have guns? Weird stance, but you know what? Meet you where you are, as you said. All right, men are banned from having guns. It's fine. Look, that I feel like that's going to solve a lot of this issue if we could just ban like men from having guns.
I feel like it will.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Look, I got to tell you, maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene actually solving the problem. I don't know. and then the medications for mental illness. That's obviously.
Who could have imagined?
Yeah, not me. Certainly not me. not her, probably, either. And, you know, obviously medications for mental illness, that's bullshit. You don't actually care about mental illness. Again, it is a wedge issue that you use. You drive it up every time this happens. We got to talk about mental illness. Okay, let's talk about it. and then they stop talking about it, because if they actually had to talk about mental illness, they'd have to talk about paying to help people. And you would have to talk to people about, like, where does mental illness come from, right? It's not just, hey, I always had a crazy uncle. Sometimes people are driven into mental illness because of their situation. I don't know, like poverty and things like that, where then they slowly degrade and go into depressive states and have, you know, collective online madness by surrounding themselves with other clinically depressed people because they're not interacting with people socially and things like that in real life. And then those things lead to people going, hey man, I think I'll shoot up the school and put it on 8chan. Right? Like,
you know what else could lead to mental illness potentially? Perhaps having an entire political party organized against people like you and, you know, and being completely anti-trans and doing their best to eradicate you from civil life.
Yes.
In every possible way they can. I feel like that could easily swing some money into all sorts of unwell mental states.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Right. And look, it's it doesn't excuse what this woman did at all. But I am curious. As to what her manifest says. This is the first time I'm actually curious about it. What her manifesto said in reference to the school and why she did it. This is the first or second mass shooter woman that we've had. Certainly the first trans woman we've had do this. So I'm curious as to what her motivation is. I could tell you off the top of my head without even looking what a white guy's is. It's almost always race-based, or the Jews are coming for us, or some other fucking masculinity is being questioned, so this is the only way, Andrew Tate, blah, 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 you know, like type of red pill bullshit. But for a transgender woman to do this, I'm curious, especially her being a former student of a Catholic school, just saying. Doesn't justify it. Even if they were like bullied her and tried to like make her into something she wasn't or what have you, it's not a justification for doing that type of violence. I'm just curious as to what it is. Because I bet it's not the standard boilerplate answer. But, you know, maybe it's because she was being given testosterone. Marjorie Taylor Greene, not a doctor.
Understatement of the
century. Understatement of the year, I know. Tucker Carlson weighs in on this as well. He claims trans movement is targeting Christians now. I'm sorry, what? The trans movement is targeting Christians, including with violence. Most Christian leaders in this country don't want to admit it. Admitting it might force them to take deeply unfashionable positions. Most Christian leaders are having trouble saying this? Which Christian leaders are you talking about? The ones who are openly bigoted towards trans people? Dude, they don't have a problem calling out trans people for existing at all. That's really not their thing.
Pretty sure he's referring to the Pope. Just the Pope.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like I got to tell you, most Christians, They have so many goddamn denominations. What's the one that everybody is over here? I can't. Most Protestants, right?
Yeah, I think it's Protestant.
Whatever. Methodist? Who cares? They fucking hate the Pope. They fucking hate him. Especially this Pope.
Yeah, look. A lot of Catholics don't like this
especially,
Pope either.
Especially woke Pope.
So. Yeah. You can't be a woke Pope. Like, get out of here. Yeah. No, it's wild that even Catholics don't fuck with him. Like, some Catholics are like, we like the guy who used to be a Nazi, like, back in the day. Like, that was our guy. Which is a weird stance. But it's weird. Greek. Like, I'm a Catholic. Like, yeah, the Pope is the word of God. Like, he talks to God. Like, he's got the number. Like, 1-800-GOD or whatever. And, like, God's like, do that shit. And then he goes down and he's like, do that shit. And everyone's like, yeah.
It's really just a can on a string situation, just a massively long string that comes down from the sky. And it's just like in the Vatican, there's just a fucking can hanging there. And Pope's like, hang on, gotta listen to the word of God. Just fucking it's pops like, what's it on he his doing? Ear.
Like, man, he's just whistling. He doesn't have anything to say right now. But like, he's the word of God. And they're just like, nah, I don't buy it. I'm like, yo, what is your religion, yo? Just like when you don't agree, you're like, I don't buy it. The Pope, you just don't buy it now? Like, what the fuck? Like
how non faithful of you.
It's a little weird.
Careful now, you're starting to sound like an atheist. Like, slow down.
I'm just saying, man.
Get out of here.
Seems a bit weird. Like I'm not buying this.
I don't know about this Pope guy. Oh, yeah, weird.
Yeah. Me neither. like, you want a beer?
Not him specifically, but just the entire position of Pope. I got questions.
Like, why don't you just go one step further? They're all bullshit. like he seems like a lovely person, but his job is a recruiter in chief. Okay, like I'm not buying it. He seems cool. I like the image of him wearing the puffy Balenciaga jacket.
fake image, unfortunately.
Yes, but I love that it fooled like 90% of people, including me. I was like, yo, the Pope's got like. This is like a pretty kid, fire drip say, from the
kids,
Pope.
Do kids still say on fleek because the Pope was on fleek in that?
They do not say that anymore, Brad. Please stop. I think it's the Pope's drip. I think it's drip. I think.
Oh, the there you go. That is the current. That is the current nomenclature.
That's right. I'm hip. I'm in it. I'm not in it. I'm with it. Dr. Evil. So. This idea, again, that they're targeting Christians is a silly thing because, again, you're only saying that because it's a Catholic school. You had no idea what the religious makeup is of the kids at Sandy Hook and Uvalde and all these other school shootings. You didn't give a shit. And just because this has Catholic school written on the outside, you're suddenly concerned.
I know that we've said many times on the show, and I agree, that white people –
are really a pain in the ass.
Fucking what? True. Are really fucking dying to be oppressed. Like, they want it so fucking bad.
They do, man.
I gotta tell you, I feel like Christians generally have probably taken that championship belt. Now, I understand that on that Venn diagram,
it's almost an overlapping sort of overlap.
But I'm just saying, like, I feel like Christians as a whole have taken the crown of really, really just fucking. Really just dying to be oppressed. Like it fucking makes me giggle when I hear Christians talk about Christian oppression in the Western world. Like I understand in other parts of the world.
Yeah, no, there's parts of the world that's definitely 100%, real.
100%. But in the West, in the US, in North America, in Europe, shit like that, be like, oh, they're oppressing us. Like really?
South America. No.
Yeah, like, do I need to get a history book out for you? Because, like, if we want to talk about Christian oppressionism, it's going completely the other way. Just FYI.
Yeah, you can't be you're not being persecuted when you're like 77% of the population. Yeah,
let me tell you about this fun little thing called the Crusades. It lasted for a little while in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, it's we're being persecuted. No, you're not. You're not. We can't even discriminate against people we want to. What kind of world is this? That's not persecution. Like, come on, guys. Jesus Christ. But that's that's their thing. Let's talk about Disney. We're gonna end on the school shooting thing. Look, I said this it's maybe a week or two ago, and I meant it then, and I mean it even more now. The mouse fears no one. Okay.
Look, before we get into this, I've got a funny tweet. This is from a Twitter follow, but it's too funny that I have to. Oh, did I not save it? Oh no, I'm gonna find it real quick. But vamp for time while I find this tweet, because it'll make you laugh. I know it will.
Okay, so basically what happened is there's an article in the Orlando Sentinel, which is definitely a website we go to all the time.
The major source of news for this podcast. I hope
that's right. The Orlando Sentinel. But Ron DeSantis's handpicked board overseeing Disney World's government services is gearing up for their legal battle, because apparently this new board that DeSantis handpicked is going to come in and reshape everything, and you know they're going to show Disney what's what, right? These are the same people that, you know, Ron DeSantis is like, we're going to make sure that they don't make any woke movies anymore. I'm like, that's not what you're going to do. Like, that's not how we're going to make sure the Mandalorian season 4 is up to par. Like, okay, that's not, you don't have the power to do any of that. But,
I just want to imagine that, like, when he did this, though, someone on his team, like, kicked down his office door and was like, you fool! You just committed the classic blunder, the first of which is not to go into a land war in Asia, but the second most known is not going to war with the Disney Corporation when money's involved.
Like, dude, they're not going to lose. One, you saved them $1 billion. Cool. Yeah. Thanks, dummy. But what happened is the board that's coming in, well, there was a previous board. And so they voted right before Ron DeSantis' team took over that they basically passed a bunch of laws saying, like, listen, you can't do shit until the
all of the descendants of King Charles III
are dead. And then 21 years after that, which is the biggest fuck you I've ever heard. Genius move. Right, so they're like, look, they basically tied all of Florida's hands on this. They're like, so basically just putting it back to zero, back to where it was. Like, you don't get to fuck with any of our shit. You now are on the hook for $1 billion, and suck Mickey Mouse's dick. Like, that's basically their argument.
I gotta tell you, so like, we bemoaned the tactic of a lot of these Republican state legislatures. When a Democratic governor gets voted in the lame duck session, they pass all these laws that then get signed by the current Republican governor that strip a lot of executive power
from the
governor's office. And that's like super fucked up. And it's still super fucked up in this case. However, I do acknowledge it is hilarious.
I will
acknowledge that it is really fucking funny.
Well, and it's also a private corporation protecting their asset, right? Because one of the things it says, among other things, a declaration of restrictive covenants spells out that the district is barred from using the Disney name without the corporation's approval or fanciful characters such as Mickey Mouse, right? So you can't have like Mickey Mouse up there like, you know, the government is great, or like Ron DeSantis for president. They're like, nope, you can't use any of that shit. Don't try to manipulate our company into backing shit for you so people think we back you. Absolutely not. Go fuck yourself. I love that. The board loses, for practical purposes, the majority of its ability to do anything beyond maintain the roads and maintain basic infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. That's the only thing you should have power. If you're going to have power over anything, that's the only thing you should have power over. So, the declaration is valid, quote, until 21 years after the death of the last survivor of the descendants of King Charles III, King of England, or if Disney decides to vacate the premises of Florida, whichever one comes first.
Yeah. And so obviously like the state, like the DeSantis administration is going to fight this. However, it's fucking Disney. Like, I understand that the state has like, you know, vast resources, But it's fucking Disney. You don't have more than Disney does. I can fucking assure you that. No. And it said like one of the law firms that they hire has been working with the DeSantis administration, defending them against like, you know, trying to defend like the fucking social media laws they did and all this other bullshit that they've been doing. And they've already gotten more than $2.8 million in fees from the state so far in his administration. Mm-hmm. And apparently they bill like $795 an hour this firm does. So
as I saw,
they about to get rich.
As I saw written, and the winner is billable hours. Yeah. You're not going to beat them, dude. You're not going to beat them. I think it's hilarious. Yeah, the mouse fears no one, dude. Like you hate the Disney Corporation for many reasons, and some of them are very valid. Them fucking over Ron DeSantis is not one of them. This is a reason to cheer our evil corporate overlords. This is great. So, yeah, I love it. Disney fucked them on the way out. Good. Absolutely fantastic.
Arguably the second coolest thing that Disney has done this week. The first, they got rid of like Perlmutter, so that, you know, that made a lot of people happy.
Oh, that was great news. I can't wait to talk about that on TMP this week. I can't wait. That guy fucking sucked. All right, last story. It's going to be a short episode. We're going to make this free for everybody, by the way. Last story. This is really interesting. This is a video. Actually, before I play it, I want to kind of cue this up a little bit because, Brad, you and I are both guilty of this, actually. Mm-hmm. We're going to be massive hypocrites about this particular thing.
I already know where you're going.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump clearly working together in some sort of weird symbiotic gross relationship, perhaps a Stormy Daniels-like situation. They are both advocating with the same exact language, and we'll play the clip in a second, for Republicans to do ballot harvesting in their states, because it's the only way to beat Democrats, because otherwise that's the only way the Democrats win. Now, Brad, you took your ballot, your mail-in ballot, and your wife's mail-in ballot. You took them both to the drop-off box. That is, in fact, ballot harvesting, Brad.
It is. That's exactly what I did in the 2020 election. Yeah.
Disgusting.
I don't apologize for it.
Just so brazen, this criminal. My God.
But I can't get the camera to see it. I'm going the wrong way. Put the cuffs on me right now. I'm ready.
I thought just on your hands you'd have like ballot and harvest written.
No. I'll just sit there and scream fucking like they'll take me away just screaming Attica like as I'm being led to the squad car. So.
Marjorie Taylor Greene can come to your cell like a January 6th defendant and sing to you or whatever dumb shit, right?
Yeah.
So you're guilty of ballot harvesting, obviously. Yep. Right? You're a criminal. 100%. My wife and I we took our ballots like together. But we gave them to our daughter, who was dressed like a ballot, which was quite adorable. It's a great video of that. And she put them into the box. Henceforth, she was harvesting our ballots. I know she's young, but like jail is jail.
And technically, if you are a Republican or an idiot, and there's really not a whole lot of space in between those two things. I could also accuse you of illegal voting because your daughter, not old enough to be a legal voter in this country. And yet, she's putting the ballots in the box, which even though she didn't technically cast them, she had an involvement. So she is also going to have to go to jail along with you.
Yeah. All three of us, big time ballot harvesters and illegal voting. That's how we do it. That's what we do in my household. All right, so let's play a video and see if you can catch the language being cross-referenced between both of them.
Either we start ballot harvesting or you can say goodbye to our country, because Democrats would win every single election. We need to beat them at their own game and start harvesting ballots in states where the left has been cheating the system. The only difference in our harvested ballots will only come from legal, registered voters who are American citizens.
Hold. But the point of ballot harvesting isn't that they're fake ballots. Like, it's not. But okay, again, I'm not sure you even understand what you're arguing.
So let's work to master the Democrats' game of ballot harvesting and defeat Joe Biden and the radical communist Democrats.
The radical left Democrats have used ballot harvesting to cancel out your vote and walk away with elections that they never should have won. They cheat, and they cheat like nobody's ever cheated before. Many states have banned ballot harvesting to keep our elections honest and fair. But in the states where ballot harvesting is still legal, we have no choice but to beat the Democrats at their own game. It's very simple. Either we start ballot harvesting, or you can say goodbye to our country. You can just wave goodbye, because Democrats would win every single election. We have to get smart, and that's why our campaign will fight back and start harvesting ballots in the states where the left has been cheating the system and hurting our country. But our harvested ballots will only come from legal registered voters. We will master the Democrats' game of ballot harvesting, and we will win back the White House from Joe Biden and the people that are destroying our country.
So first of all,
yeah. It is always grossly apparent when he's reading off of a prompter.
Oh my God, he's so bad. He's so bad. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Like, he does not even sound like he wants to be there. He doesn't sound like he wants to be there.
Yeah. Secondly, I'm dying to know what they think ballot harvesting is. I want to understand what they believe ballot harvesting to be.
I don't know.
Because what's interesting is that he's like, oh, our campaign is going to harvest ballots. And I'm like, that's a great way to end up in prison, just FYI.
Yeah, like, that's not how that works. Yeah. Also, we live in a state, right? We live in Maryland, and mm-hmm. we were joking, obviously.
Yes.
That, like, what we were doing is not ballot harvesting. That's ridiculous. It's like, yeah, I'm going to drop the ballots off. Like, all right, just drop mine off. Like, we're not rounding up everyone's in the neighborhood and taking them. Even if you did, that's still not illegal, right? But that's not mm-hmm. what we were talking about. So I looked it up, and for the most part, most of the country is on, like, you can just have somebody return your ballot. They don't give a shit, right? There are red states like Texas that it has to be someone kind of authorized, like specific people may return it, right? Mm-hmm. It just says specific people. I don't know if that means like your wife can return it for you or your husband or whatever. I don't know. There is a decent amount, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 states or 8 states that's unspecified. So whoever, doesn't matter. And there is only one state that only the voter can mm-hmm. return their ballot. That's Alabama. So what are you arguing? I don't even understand what you're arguing. Well, and, you win and Alabama every single time. What are you arguing?
What's funny is that the small, like, one-off anecdotal cases that we've seen of what's considered harvesting have all been in, like, for Republicans. Like, remember that there was, yes. I think it was in 20, what was it, 20, it was in 2020, I think, mm-hmm. that nursing home
yep.
in Maryland, where, like, one of the attendants, like, fucking filled out ballots for a lot of the residents of the nursing home. Yep. And then just took them all in and dropped them off, and they were all for Trump, and they were all for Republican candidates. Yeah. That's illegal ballot harvesting.
Yeah, that's not what's happening. Right. Like, every single time that happens, they're always Republicans. Every time. Like, if you could find me a Democrat who's doing this, I will happily admit, like, I was wrong. But every single story I've ever heard about that has all been Republicans.
Yeah.
Like, and it's almost always like a nursing home situation and stuff like that. Cause it's like, look, older folks are generally pretty conservative. So they're like, yeah, we probably get away with it. But then it's like, yeah, dude, all 80 of the people coming from this address, they all voted exactly the same, all down ballot Republican. That seems odd. And then they flag it and they find out some dumbass who works there is doing this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I really don't understand your argument. It's unspecified most places, or unspecified or someone chosen by the voter. That's the vast majority of states. Then a few of them, a specific person may return it. Okay, I'm probably, my guess is it's probably your spouse, right? That covers 99%.
And guess what? Most states that are at least like, and again, there's a lot of purple states that don't do this, but a lot of states, you just stick it in your mailbox now, man. Like, it's not even, right. You don't even have to fucking go to the ballot box. Like, you could just like put it in the mail.
Right.
And they'll take care of it.
Right. And like, okay, if their argument, this is how I know they're so busy arguing things that are not realities going forward. They're just the realities of 2020. Mm-hmm. That election was very special because they did a bunch of mail-in voting because of COVID. Blue states are like, yeah, this worked out great. It's easy. It worked out great for me. I found it to be really simple. So I'll continue to do that. But mm-hmm. a lot of states didn't do that, or they will not do that going forward.
And you know
what is the ballot harvesting? They still have to go and stand in line and do all that shit.
Well, and you know what I bet they are referring to? I bet one of the things they're referring to is a lot of the programs that you see churches do, where they do like the prayer to the polls, like on Sunday, like they'll have Sunday service and then souls to the polls, sorry. And then they'll bus everybody over to the polling place to go cast their ballots, which is perfectly legal because the voter is still casting their ballots in that case. So like it's not a problem.
And they tried to stop that, I believe, in Georgia. They stopped Sunday voting because they wanted to stop that. Why? There's no legal reason to stop that except for, hey, man, all these black church people are kicking the shit out of us at the polls. we got to make sure they don't vote.
And look, like, if fucking, like, you know, fucking, you know, white churches want to fucking do souls of the polls and bust their people over, go for it.
There's no one stop. Like, that's always like, we don't care. Why are they allowed to do that? Did they say you can't do that? Well, fuck. like, yeah, you can do it too, man. Like, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. They're not telling you how to vote. They're just trying to get you to vote. Because, look, that's how confident Democrats are in their messaging. They're not saying, black people, you got to vote this way. They're just like, hey, man, just go vote. We think we got it. Like, we know what our positions are. We're not worried about it. We just want to get you to the polls. Look,
we also data to back that up. Like, the higher turnout is, the better Democrats generally do in most states.
Right.
So.
Right. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, they don't, I'm sure not everybody who goes to souls to the polls is a Democrat. I'm sure there are plenty of, like, old black people are like, I ain't voting for Joe Biden. I'm voting for Donald Trump. Like, it's okay. Whatever. They still believe in their message and they believe in democracy enough to go, we'll just take everybody. We're not really worried about whether you and you and you and you all agree with us. Just go.
I'm deathly curious to see if they make the same mistake they made in 2020 and rail against mail-in voting. I get the feeling that they're not, because I think enough people have probably convinced him that, hey, this is probably one of the big reasons why you lost, is because you fucking like rallied so hard against this and it was a really bad idea to do that. So, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, like, here's the thing. Yeah. Does he think he lost? Like that's the question, right? Like, I could see him railing against it again if he thinks he legitimately won. So what does it matter?
Yeah.
I don't know how you think it hurts anyone, but you don't realize it hurts only you. It ain't going to hurt Democrats. Democrats are like, oh, you don't want us to do it? I'm going to do it even more.
We'll happily mail these in.
Yeah. So, dude, no problem. There's nothing better than filling out a ballot at home and then just dropping it off. I don't have to stand in line. I feel so sorry for the people of Georgia that have to stand in line for 6 hours. Never. I've never been in line for more than like 15 to 20 minutes. And even at 20 minutes, I was like, fuck, this is taking a long time. What is the deal? The last midterm election we had, that was the red, I don't know, the red trickle, which is a terrible term. I should actually realize not to say that. But
a red drizzle. Red spattering.
All of these are bad. all of these. There's no good one. There's no good one. But during that one, I was actually in. I had to stand in line, and just because of the facility, they had moved to a different. Like we had moved to a different place, and it was just. I think people were just like excited to take down the Republicans, and so a lot of people came out, and I was like, "Yo, this is taking forever." It was 25 minutes, I think. I was just like, "Oh my!"
And I've waited longer than that in line. And like, yeah, shit's for the birds. Like, fucking give me my ballot. Let me mail that shit in. Let's go.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like that's a cool kid way, man.
And again, us being us, I don't think that they go far enough. Why do I have to request a mail ballot? Send it to me anyway. I'll just fucking fill it out and go. Colorado's got it right, baby. Like,
everybody gets one. Yeah. I don't understand. Republicans are like, that's not fair. Why? Are they legal voters? Then what do you care? By the way, it would make it easier for your people to vote.
They've come out and said point blank that they're like, yeah, we want less people. Like some of them have come out and been like, yeah, like when more people vote, like it's terrible for us. Like, so we really don't want people, you know, everyone voting, terrible idea. We don't want it. Like, cool.
I don't get it, man. I'm just like, make it as if I thought it was legal and if I thought it was safe, I'd do it online. Okay, like click, done, submit, leave me alone. But no, like obviously that's a terrible idea. Don't do that. We'll get some 4chan idiot as president. But there's absolutely no reason to advocate for ballot harvesting. Like they don't have any modes of victory except for bullshit. By the way, there was a Fox poll before we get out of here. There was a Fox poll this week. Asking what percentage of people wanted Donald Trump to be the nominee. It's Fox News. It was 40%. 40. Dude, he is going to rage if he doesn't get this nomination.
But here's the problem is that the numbers are shifting in his favor. Against DeSantis, like DeSantis was better off a couple weeks ago than he is now against Trump, and it's because Trump is running against DeSantis, even though DeSantis isn't technically running yet, which is actually kind of smart on his part, I gotta say, like on Trump's part, like to beat the shit out of him before he even gets into the race.
Yeah,
salt the earth, basically, just to make it as fucking terrible for him as you can.
Yeah, I think DeSantis is hoping that. Trump will, he's trying to do like a rope-a-dope, right? Like Trump tired himself out.
Punches himself out, yeah.
No, that's not going to happen with Trump. Being a dick, he doesn't run out of that energy. Like, I know he's only got so much of a battery left. I get all that. But unless he croaks, he's got all the energy in the world to make your life a living hell.
DeSantis watching too much Rocky III here. So
yeah, she's like, it's not going to work. You know? You need to be watching Rocky IV. Knockout blows every single swing. Like, you should be trying to take his head off. And that, you know, that's the movie that Sylvester Stallone almost died via his hubris. Hey, why don't you punch me in the chest for real? I can't breathe. Yeah, don't do that. Fucking moron. All right, that is it for us. We will see you guys next week. Hopefully no more school shootings. Just back to some good old-fashioned dumb fuck politics. All right, later, guys.
See ya.